Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Hey, that's what it's about. Soul saved, soul going to heaven. That's what we want. Amen? Absolutely. You know, give this young lady her prayers. Give her your support. You know, I'm telling you, the devil's going to fight. He's going to say this and he's going to tell her that. He's going to tell her all manner of things. But you know what? God's done a work in her life, which I believe he has. Praise God, we need a supporter. Amen? Praise his name this morning. You know, you don't want to give a preacher this much time. I can just tell you that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, they talked about something this morning. We got a future promise. In our lesson this morning, one day, as that promise said, there's not going to be no more tears, no more heartaches, no more. But you know what? We're still here today. And God gives us promises today. And one of the great promises that he gives each and every one of us is that he hears our prayers. Amen. And that's what I'm going to talk about if the Lord allows me this morning. God hears our prayers. And I'm going to be over in Psalms 55. You can turn there if you would. And when you get there, let's stand. I'm going to read 16 through 18. Psalms 55, 16 through 18. And the scripture tells us, as for me, I will call upon God. As for me. The psalmist made a choice. He says, as for me, I will call upon God. And the Lord shall do what? Save me. It goes on to say, evening and morning at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has delivered my soul in peace and from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Now, I want you to underline the word here because this is important for us to understand this morning. And I'll get into that here shortly. But this word has so many definitions and so many meanings here that it's important for us to grasp every bit of it. Let's pray. Father, I pray that through the anointing and through your holy word this morning, Father, that your people may grow in their faith, Lord. I pray for that this morning. As we believe your word, as we believe the truth of your word, Lord, and that you are faithful and just to uphold your word. We praise you for that this morning, Lord. Help us to always put our trust in your word. Always put our trust in you. And you know what? The Bible says that we can cast all our cares upon you. And Lord, we pray, Father, for that. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to be with each and every individual in here. Open up our minds and our hearts and open up me, Lord, and give me the wisdom and open my lips, Lord, to where, Father, I could preach it the way that you want it. And we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. You may be seated and thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm glad we can go to God in times of trouble. And I'm glad that we can go to him in times that whenever we're blessed. Amen? We can do that. But our God, and I want everybody to understand this, shouldn't be in a little square box that reads, just only break in case of emergency. Amen? We shouldn't treat God just like that. It should be a constant fellowship between the Lord and his people. It should be constant fellowship between us. My sermon title this morning is God Hears Our Prayers. And if the Lord will allow me this morning, you know, I want us to understand the phrase that I'm saying, God will hear our prayers, with a biblical understanding. I want it to be biblical this morning. I want you to understand this morning. It's not sometimes how we think God hears our prayers or what our thought pattern is, but the Bible spells out how and why he hears our prayers. And I want us to get that in mind. And as I study the Bible, God often reminds me of Isaiah 55, 8, and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts more than your thoughts. And as I said, I want you to underline or highlight the word here. You have children. All of us have had children or probably have had children or have had children in the past. You have them right now. And you know what I'm about to say is the truth. Listen, they can hear you without hearing you. You know what I'm saying? How many of you have a spouse in here? You know, sometimes they can hear you without hearing you. Can I have an amen, ladies? They can hear you sometimes without hearing you. And as a pastor, I'm going to tell you, I've grown quite accustomed to having people hear me without hearing me, Belinda. You understand what I'm saying here this morning? Listen, Ezekiel 12, 1 and 2 says it best. The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not, and they have ears to hear, but they hear not, and they are a rebellious house. Of course, he was talking about Israel at the time. That's what he was talking about. These people were looking at, but chose not to see. They were hearing, but chose not to hear. Aren't you glad we serve a God that's not like that? Can I have an amen this morning? You know, listen, when it comes to a child of God, I want every Christian in here to understand this. God hears you. He hears you. And I'm going to lay out some scenarios here of why I understand that he does hear you. So the first definition of hear in the Bible, the first one, is this. And it goes like this: to perceive with the ears. That's natural, right? How do we hear? Because we, with our ears, we hear that. Listen, so God has that ability. God hears. God hears. Yet when the psalmist said, he shall hear my voice, he was saying God actually hears you. He actually hears you when you pray. He actually, and I hope you understand this morning, as a child of God, he hears your voice as an individual. Did you know that? Even if you don't speak it in a formal or perfect way, it may not be perfect the way you make it sound. I want you to, as long as there's sincerity in it, child of God, listen to me, that accounts for a lot of stuff. That accounts for it all. He wants you to be sincere in your prayers. It says this: be not rash with thy mouth. This is over in Ecclesiastics. And let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. We don't have to say, Jesus even said this, we don't have to say some long, drawn-out prayer. It's just what we say to him. He hears us. It just has to come from the heart. If it's just two or three words: God, help my family. God, save my spouse. God hears. Matthew 6, 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that she shall be heard for their much speaking. Why is it important? We need to speak from the hearts. Why? That's why it's important. Also, another definition of hear is to give audience to. Allow someone to be heard. A good example of that can be found over in Acts whenever Paul appeared before Agrippa. He told him, thou art permitted to speak for thyself now. Listen, now we find God that he not only hears us, but also he has pledged himself. He has committed himself to allow you as a Christian to speak. Did you know that? God, when you read the definition, he has allowed you. He is committed to listening to his children. He is committed to do that. Sometimes I don't think we grasp that. You find this in the world. If you find this in the world today, listen to me. If you go and want to have a conversation with the president or a king or a prime minister, you know, they may give you court if it's political advantage to them. Even if you desperately need something, it doesn't guarantee that they're going to listen to you. But God is telling his children this morning, he is committed to allowing you to plead your case before him. Isn't that awesome? He allows me and you to come and speak no matter what time it is. How many of you have prayed in the middle of the night? We all have. Right? How many of us have prayed whenever we think there's nothing that else we can, we pray, right? God doesn't turn us away because it's 2 in the morning. He doesn't just say, because, no, I ain't got time for you now. He is committed to listening to you and hearing your prayers. I think of the story of Esther. You think about that. And when the Jews were sentenced to extermination, remember they were going to get executed and by the Persians, which is modern day Iran today. No, things never change. You know, can I have an amen to that? Amen. You know, Esther's uncle, Mordecai, he caught wind of the plot. So he goes to Esther. Esther, and she's married to the king. And he tells her, well, you just march in there and tell him what's going on. Esther says, I can't do that. I can't do that unless he allows me to do it. She ultimately, though, walked into the king just where he could barely see her, and he gave her court. You know what he did? He held out his golden scepter and said, come on in. I'm going to tell you something this morning. You understand this. God has put out his golden scepter to every one of his children, and we can go to the throne of grace boldly. He hears us. He keeps that. Listen, if you would grasp it, if we would grasp that this morning and know the power that we have in prayer. He is committed to listen to us. He's committed to. So, you know, you don't have to be afraid. You don't need to wonder if you're welcomed. Jamie, he loves us. Anytime. He wants to hear from his children. In essence, he perpetually holds out his golden scepter towards us, that you and I can have court with him. Luke 4:16 tells us this. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Praise God this morning. Listen, another definition is he attends or he pays attention to us. Great example. If you're in a restaurant, you go to a restaurant to eat this afternoon or whenever you do, there's all kind of conversations going on around you, right? You hear them, but you really don't particularly pay much attention to everybody around you. Can I tell you something this morning about the God we serve? Listen, all the voices that go up to him, all of our prayers that go up to him, everybody in this world could be praying at the same time. You know what God does? God hears every one of them, and he pays attention to them on an individual basis. That's the kind of God that you and I serve. That you definitely don't obey. Listen, in all the conversations going on around you, there were complaints. Probably at a restaurant, there were this, there were that. That's why I'm glad that God only hears us on an individual basis. He hears us like that. Listen, Psalm 61, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayers. In other words, God doesn't just let the words land on his ears. Amen? He doesn't just let the words of our prayer just land on his ears. You know what? He sets up and takes notice of you as a child of God. Isn't that powerful? I mean, that is powerful. And give heed to what I have spoken. And not only pays attention, it is understood where he understands where you're coming from this morning. He understands it. Jesus said in John 8:43 about folks who hear but don't hear. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. To hear what someone is saying involves understanding what they're saying and what they're going through. Can I have an amen? I mean, listen, the psalmist is saying God not only hears, but he understands what we're going through. So see, because us as human beings, unless we're going through something, you know, if something's going on in Patty's life that I'll tell her, I'll pray for her, but maybe I really don't truly understand unless I go through it as well. I think of Rodney and Mike. Rodney and Mike, Rodney Burton, they go through kidney stones. I've never had a kidney stone. Rodney, I pray for you all the time. I understand what you say. It's painful. It's painful. But I've never had one. So to truly understand that, I'd probably have to go through one. But you know what God says? God says, you send up those prayers, I understand them, Elijah. And I understand where you're coming from. And you see, we may not be able to do that with somebody unless we're going through it. And listen, you can't comprehend, but when you go to God, He fully understands what you're praying for. So every one of us has ups and downs. Can I have an amen? Everyone, Jesus was fully man, and He was fully God. And you know what? You disagree with me if you will, but He experienced emotional and physical pain while He was in this world. He also experienced joy. Because he tells us in John 15:11, he said, these things have I spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy may be full. Jesus experienced joy down here. We experience joy, we experience sorrow down here in this life. Who to better understand us than God? Who can better understand what we're going through than God? That's why He pays attention. That's why He understands. To hear also means to attend to favorably and to regard. What grace the Lord has bestowed upon each and every one of us here this morning. You're a witness for Jesus. Listen, if you're a witness for Jesus, and you'll find out that there'll be some people that'll say terrible things about God. They may say terrible things about you. And maybe sometimes directly, but sometimes indirectly. That, why don't you stop that? I don't understand I don't want to hear about this Jesus stuff. I want you to quit trying to shove your religion down my throat. People will say that kind of stuff. And you know what? As children of God, my grandmother used to say, you know what? I don't take too kindly to their comments. But as Christians sometimes, we don't give them that kind of regard. We don't give them that platform, right? We'll pray and we move on. And on the flip side of that, every day, I'll bet you have a commercial that you'll find where somebody's wanting something out of you. Right? We listen to the commercials and they say, well, you know, why don't you donate to this? Or if you just go to Walmart sometime, on every corner, you'll find somebody that's wanting something out of you. Right? But you don't pay much response to it sometimes. You just don't. How many times a day do we go to God in prayer? How many times a day do we go to Him in prayer and He regards our prayers favorably? He does that. Yes, He does. Every Christian in the world can go to prayer. Every one of us. Even with every person praying on earth. Praise God. Julie, He still hears your prayers up on Turkey Fork when you're praying in your kitchen. That's how awesome our God is. Amen. No matter where you live, no matter what you're doing, I'm telling you, God regards your prayers. He regards them. And just because you live in Timbuktu or if you live in a big city, God still loves you. He still regards your prayers. God takes an active interest in your concerns and what a blessing. And you know what? And what problems you have. No matter what's going on in your life, it may be something seismic or it may be something trivial. God still tunes in because you know what? Raise your hand and say this with me. You matter to God. You matter to God. Every one of us in here matters because you matter to God. 1 Peter 5, casting all your cares upon Him, for He what? He careth for you. Because the Lord of glory cares what's bothering everyone, especially His children. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What that's saying is, don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by your prayers and your petitions before God, with thanksgiving, present your request to Him. One last statement to Christians before I move on. When you go to prayer, the greatest entity in the universe, that's God the Father, cares for you more than anyone else because He pays attention to you. He pays attention to you. Listen. People come to me and ask me for prayer requests all the time. Or they may call me, or they may get a hold of Tink and let me know. And believe you me, I pray for you. But you know what? I have 8 to 9 other people requesting prayers. And you know, sometimes once I pray, I go on to the next prayer. Once I go on to the next one, sometimes I forget about that one. Sometimes. You see what I'm saying? We serve a God that does not forget. He doesn't forget. That's why prayer is so precious. That's why we cast your cares for more than anyone else, because He pays attention and He cares for you. And you know what? The word, you know, pain or the joy that you have or whatever it may be, God cares. Do you know what's, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Now bear with me on this one. You may be asking, does God hear the requests of everyone, even the unsaved? Now, don't throw stones at me. Yes, God hears. He's omnipotent. He hears all the stuff that goes up. Now bear with me on this. All the scripture tells in Matthew 12:36, He said, "But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment." So everything that goes up out of your mouth, whether you're saved or unsaved, God hears it. But that doesn't mean God regards everything. Right? Look at Isaiah 59:2. You know the scripture. "But your iniquities have separated you between you and your God." That's what it says. "And your sins have hid His face from you, and He will not hear." What that "hear" means is He's not going to regard your prayers unless it is a prayer of salvation if you're a sinner. He'll not regard them. He may hear all the noise coming up. God will not tune into your request. He will not regard it or give them audience like He does a Christian. You know what? "For unless it's a prayer asking for forgiveness," it says, "for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray as an unsaved person all that you want. They may make it up to heaven. They go up there. God hears everything because He's omnipotent. He hears the words. But He's not going to answer that prayer unless you're saved.
Amen. That's right.
And one thing about that is He wants you to be saved. And He has offered that way. And He's offered a plan. And He says if you just pray to Him that you can be saved. Now, the last thing I want to talk about here means that there will be a just response to the facts. There'll be a just response to the facts and the argument of each and every one of our case. Whenever you pray, as happens in a court hearing, God rules in accordance with the facts and with the evidence. And here's what He did. When we come into the throne of God, having been granted that hearing, we're granted that, God hears our petitions. He hears our arguments and our pleas, but He doesn't rule on them just for that. He gathers all the evidence. He looks for the evidence and He says, "Is that what's really best for you and me?" That's what He says. So many times we considered unanswered prayers. This is what we do. We consider them unanswered prayers when in fact God's hearing our prayers and weighing all the evidence. That's what He's doing. And ruling justly and ruling righteously in what is best. Even though it's not what we thought should be best. Man alive, I have prayed for things in my life that I thought that is absolutely what I think is best. And it never happened. I've had to come to the realization, you know what? We serve an all-powerful God that can see the future, can see what that prayer is going to do for you in the future, and He rules accordingly. He says, listen, you don't need that. You don't need that. He wants you to be patient. Very simple. If we trust the Lord, shouldn't we trust Him to know what is better for us? Can I have an amen?
Amen.
He knows what's better for each and every one of us. To answer prayers always, I ask for, but in all knowing God, to ponder all variables and answer justly. In Romans 8:25-28 tells us this. But if we hope for what we see not, when do we with patience wait for it? Likewise, the Spirit also helps us our infirmities, For we know not what we pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. All things. All things. So we bring everything to God in prayer. He hears us and he always answers, and he does it justly. And that we should always trust him. In 1 John 5:14 and 15, it says this: and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, again, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whosoever we ask, we know that we have the petition, we desire him. Can I ask you, God, you parents, something? Do you give your kids everything they want? Why? Because you know it's not good for them sometimes. Right? You know it's not good for, you know it's not good for them all the time. You don't give them their way all the time. You don't do that. Why do we not trust an all-knowing God to know what is best for us? Our Heavenly Father. He knows what's best for us. That's why it says there, you know what? It says, and this is confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. If we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desire of him. Do you fully trust God? Then understand, maybe it's a no. Sometimes maybe you have to be patient. It's not now. Maybe it's sometime in the future. And then sometimes it is yes. As they get, you know, Belinda, as you come and get a song, I got one last point I want to bring this up. Mike and Belinda, if you don't care, please. I've given you some different definitions of what here means right here. What it means. If you look at Psalms 55:16, it says, again, it says, for as for me, I will call upon the Lord, and the Lord shall save me. I cried out to God, he heard me. Or I presented my petitions to the Lord, and he heard me. He'll always hear. When we read this, do we fully grasp what he's trying to say here? In a far more deeper meaning than what sometimes we can comprehend. The voices, the words, the noise, the songs that rise up from this planet to the throne room of God, what these verses are saying as Christians, this is what it's saying for us. God gives special attention, a comprehending attention, responding attention, caring attention to what you are praying for out of all the noise. Can I tell you something else? He knows your voice and how you talk. He knows how I pray. He knows how my wife prays. He knows our voices. He knows everybody in this room. If you're a Christian, he knows your voice. When it gets up to the throne room of God, he says, oh, that's Patty. I know it's Larry. I know that's Tink. I know who it is. That's the kind of God we serve. Out of all the noise, that's the God we hear. God can hear us. Isn't that powerful? As I studied that this week, I thought, man, that is so powerful that he knows my voice. He knows my name. Bible tells. He knows that. And I'm telling you, when you pray, he knows you. He doesn't just throw it to the sides. Oh, it's just Patty again. Or that's Dave again. Or that's this one again. He doesn't do that. You are guaranteed to go before the throne of God with your petitions. Understand that here this morning. Brothers, sisters, that's amazing. That is amazing. So the next time when you go to prayer and you feel that your prayers are going no higher than the ceiling, they're going higher. They're going higher. You're guaranteed that God is hearing them as a brother and sister in Christ. Again, you may not get the answer that you so desire, but you know what? God knows what's best.